Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
Alive, the Bahamas Football Association, Better Living Health Center, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Grace Kennedy Money Service, Grosvenor Medical Center, Jazz in the Gardens, Collect, Marco's Pizza, New Life, Pindra Tile, Prince Masters, Bronze Electric Motors, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Friday afternoon. Hope you guys are good out there, last day of the month. I hope you haven't spent all your money from 2 days ago. I pray that you hold something. My God, do something with that. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Hope you are good out there in the city. If you're celebrating a birthday on the on the 28th day of this month, you just missed it. I got a cousin who's born February 29th. And, you know, her birthday is only come every so couple of years. She's sharing people's birthday. So if you're celebrating your birthday on the 28th, if you're celebrating your birthday on the 28th of February, happy birthday to you. I pray that you guys are doing well and moving in the direction that God has called you to move in with clarity and strength. And this determination in your spirit to make some things happen. Guys, I'm grateful to be here with you all the time. I got some reading to do, so let's get through that particular thing and be able to see exactly what Jazz in the Garden wants you to know, that today is your last day to drop off those entry forms and free for a free trip to Jazz at the Gardens 2025 at the Hard Rock Stadium next weekend. Last-minute entry forms available at Friday's Nassau Guardian. Drop off your entry form in the box in our office in Oaksfield today. And listen to Star 106.5 on Monday during a live broadcast from the Bahamas Air office in Southwest Plaza. And everybody wins. This is on Carmichael Road. We have your tickets to Jazz in the Gardens 2025. Get your entry form in today, right? I want to be able to let you guys know that in this Saturday, the Mall of Marathon is the place to be for the annual Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair. Join the Guardian Media Group and the whole host of vendors for health screening and great information. Plus, there will be a fitness demonstration, live music performances, and even a Genesis Junkanoo group rush out. So this is going to be exciting, guys. And join the Guardian Radio's Saturday team, the accredited with 10th year seniors, the happy hour with DeAndre Cartwright and Tarek Stanier will be all hosting, will all be broadcasting live. The Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair live at the Mall of Marathon on Saturday, which is tomorrow. So you want to be able to get down there and be a part of that, guys, if you want to do that. The mall is a nice place to kind of hang out on the weekend. It's buzzing, it's bustling. The kids like to go down there and just see the people, get some little donut stuff, walk around, and just do window shopping. Yes, because that's the length and breadth of what we're doing, window shopping. Let's be very clear, okay? You can get a snack. You can get these particular things. Unless they got these things on the sidewalk, like on the outside, then we could be able to ride or something. But don't fight me. Go down to the Mall of Marathon and enjoy the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair. It's going to be tomorrow at the Mall of Marathon, being able to do that thing. They didn't put a time here. Well, the mall open at 10 o'clock, so if it's going to be all day, I suppose it's going to be from 10 a.m. You could be able to see that, right? And in Groves' Medical Center, they want you to be able to know and get some things done that your screening for your colorectal cancer should begin at the age of 45. Reduce your risk for colon cancer and schedule your colonoscopy today at a reduced price for the month of March and April at the office of Dr. Harold Munnings, located next to Princess Margaret Hospital. We're offering an even lower price for those who present with their NHI cards. Just give us a call today at 328-5550, 328-5550. And we've been talking about this one here for a little while now, and I hope you guys are really kind of geared up for it. This looked like this is going to be a book out weekend where everyone has a little something to do. We're going to march into the Ides of March. And that's what we hear. Isn't that a poem? Ides of March, right? So we're going to be able to move into that and the month of March, which is going to be the third month. So our 90 days is coming to an end for the first part of this particular year. So we're going to identify those. I keep saying it wrongly. I say Grosvenor. Is it Grosvenor? Is Grosvenor? Grosvenor. I know I'm saying it wrong. Okay, good. I'm going to accept it. They're telling me through the window, Howard, it's Grosvenor. I'm going to accept it. I'm not going to fight it, right? So, guys, go down there to Grosvenor Medical Center. That's what it is for the screening and the colorectal cancer. They have those things going on. I just want to be able to remind you, March 1st is going to be an exciting time, man. Kalik has been trying to be able to get you prepared for the victory celebration. I think it was last weekend. Was it last weekend? The Saxons had Arawak Key book right out. I couldn't even get out of the corner. I thought it was ridiculous. I said, what the hell is going on here? And they were so inconsistent. It's just like John Canoe. They got big gaps in the middle there. I thought they was finished. I pull out more people come. I said, Jesus, God. No police on the road, no nothing. We got to try to figure this out. I got my truck tied on the side there, trying to be able to turn on Arawak Key. But, you know, guys, I know that you're celebrating, man. Continue to be able to celebrate, and congratulations on your four-peat. They should start giving rings for John Canoe, you know, just like the big ring. You should get like a big Saxon ring when you're a part of it, part of these particular things. You should get your big ring just to show off in the city, just like you win an NBA championship. You should be able to do that, right? And be able to do that. Enjoy yourself, my colleague. Wants you guys to know that the Bear of the Bahamas, they invite you to the Victory Fest 2025 tomorrow, March 1st at Smuggler Square for the epic celebration of 2024 Boxing Day and the 2025 New Year's Day Junkanoo winners, the Saxon Superstars. It says that the Junkanoo season may be over, but the celebration is just beginning. It's just getting started. Enjoy music by Playhouse DJs, right? Lil Giant, DJ Tank, and performing live, Fanshawn and D-Mac. Let's celebrate the fourth straight Junkanoo winners, Saxon Superstars. All right, that was a mouthful. We did that today, and being able to do that. But I'm grateful, man. Y'all don't mind me. Hey, keep sending your thing and let me read them. Hey, praise Jesus. So I'm grateful that to be able to do that, guys. Make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper. I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. Got everything laid out for you. You're at the beginning of the month now. Your car on the road. Your birthday come. All these things have happened. You got to get your car insured and be able to move in the right direction. So go down there and check them out. 3411 AFS, 3411 AFS. They can take very good care of you in that particular space, located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. in that kind of space. Just ask for my good friend Ethric Bo or Mr. Richardson. They'll be more than happy to accommodate you in that kind of space. All right. And everything is in the papers today for what's been happening for the past, I guess, day or so. You could be able to see that Maureen's outrage was not surprising. This is what the Deputy Prime Minister says, and he's actually indicated that he's pleased. He's pleased that the deal is cancelled. It's a peculiar way to structure that. I'm pleased that the deal is cancelled. I've reading into that too much. But why are you pleased, sir? Are you pleased because you indicated to them that this can't go through? Are you pleased because of a lack of affiliation? Are you? I just need to understand. Anyway, let's just be decent as we read the people paper. So it says that Cooper was asked by reporters if the agreement was with Bahamas Moorings would be repackaged. And this is what he said. He referred to that question to the Office of the Prime Minister. He says, you could ask the Office of the Prime Minister, let me just tell you that as the Member of Parliament for Exuma, I am pleased with the outcome, said Cooper, who is the Deputy Prime Minister. Watch me. Whilst we encourage entrepreneurship, there is a correct way to do things. So are you indicating to me that you've indicated what this correct way was in your closed meeting, in your closed spaces? There is a correct way to do things. We have been blessed with a great environment, pristine surroundings in Exuma, whilst we know, as the government has laid out, that the moorings are desirable and helpful to preserving marine life and helpful reducing damage to the ecosystem and to the seabed. Let's pull it up on page 3. There is a correct way of doing things. We want to ensure that there are the appropriate approvals in place by the environmental experts, by the Port Department, because we want them to be installed safely. This is heavy. It seemed like they're trying to erode Exuma. Can I say that? It seemed like for the pristine posture and position, for those people who have now crept to Exuma for the first time, swimming with the pigs and realized the pristine water, they are looking for ways to be able to bring their vision to life in a space that has been kept almost in a time capsule unto itself. And so now, let's bring a rocket ship down there. Bang. Boom. Let's do all of the, you understand what I'm saying? Let's bring a rocket ship there. Boom. Yeah, okay, now we got a rocket ship. Now let's dig up the seabed. Boom. Man, come on, man. What y'all gonna do to Exuma? What the people from Zuma can say? Zuma. What they can say? Let's talk about those particular things. And the Prime Minister defends the public service rehiring. And I don't know whether or not this is defense or deflection. I think we need to structure these particular things better. And in his mind, and the way that we receive it publicly, it has been defense for a long time. But this is truly deflection. If you read into the story, you'll be able to see that. He said that the way that they carried on, meaning the FNM, you think that the FNM didn't understand why and when it makes sense to hire or to rehire, or to hire some retired public servants. And this is what he said in the constituency of Golden Gates. He says, in fact, you'd think that they had never hired any themselves, but they did. And we have the public service records to prove it. Is this really a defense for these particular things? Or is this merely deflection? Because that's what our politics have been for a very long time. It's never been a posture and a position to be able to explain to the Bahamian people, because these issues are going to come up again. And so if he's going to take the time out, he should take the time out to educate. So let's go dive deeper into it, because he started to say some things that I agree with him with. And he says, this is an old issue. What's new is that we are providing the facts. I accept that. They are providing the facts, right? You see, what's new is how hard we're working to improve the public service. Okay, I'm not going to fight you on that one. He says, what's new is that we have limited these rehires to under 2% of the public service. Okay, you got to be able to quantify this a little bit better for me. Because I think we've come to a space in our country where we're not necessarily concerned with numbers. If 12 people
could do the same job that 328 people could do. Our concern is not the 328 people who are just picking up a check. Our concern at this point is productivity as a nation. So we'd rather keep the 12, because we see the Sundays triple time. My God, can I be decent? We see the Sundays triple time. One thing I never understand is Nassau. I only go, honest to God, I don't understand you. I do not understand these people in Nassau who have these jobs. I just don't understand it. I don't understand the silos of government agencies that exist within the Ministry of Works in conjunction with water and sewage and all these other departments, Betelco, BTC, and Alive and so forth and so on. The people just paved the road, Jesus. Just paved the road. The people just paved the road 3 weeks ago. Blue Hill Road South. Come on, Garth, in studio with me. Am I correct, Garth? Mm-hmm. It was about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. They just paved the road. We had to ride around when you're getting on the Blue Hill Road South. You could be able to see that as I dropped my children to school. Happy, the road looked nice. Mm-hmm. The road got more hole in it now, digging up. You don't think there could be an interconnectivity between departments to say that this is what needs to be done and we need to do these particular things? Can you not do that right after you pave the road? Why do we do this in this country? Ladies and gentlemen, Garth is in the studio. Garth, say good afternoon to the people out there. No, he was giving his introduction. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
That's all right. I was just simply saying that it's just good to be here. Howard Grant, the foundation, Guardian family, those people who continue to listen, it's great to have you with us, and I'm glad to be here. Howard Grant, as I was on my way here, you mentioned the Blue Hill Road South corridor, and I saw about 15 police cars and about 6 motorcycles, all lights blazing and sirens heading south. So I pray that all is well in the dirty south.
The dirty south?
Yeah, I got to say these things when I talk with police.
The dirty south, sir?
I'm from the south and it's a little dirty right now. We got to clean it up, you know, so to see that much.
I think that's Louisiana.
You think that's Louisiana? We got Louisiana and New Providence now.
The dirty south?
Yeah, that's what they say in the papers all the time.
It's wild.
You didn't
the dirty South is wild. I just want to let you know.
You don't like that dirty South talk?
No, I know of the dirty South, but I just didn't know.
You've been to Louisiana?
I've been to Louisiana.
You like it?
It was okay. I went. I was a young boy. I never really experienced the bead throwing.
The Mardi Gras thing.
Yeah, I never experienced.
I never did the Mardi Gras thing, but no. I've been on Bourbon Street and I had a great time.
It was
a
Bourbon Street was nice.
As a matter of fact, it's one of the most rich tourist cities in America.
Yeah.
Actually, it's above Disney World.
I would like to see it after the Hurricane Katrina.
It was off the chain.
I'd like to see it now.
I was tempted to try the crocodile legs.
I'd like to go and drive by and see how they reinforce the levees and so forth and so on.
Very friendly people.
I'd like to see it.
Awesome city.
Yeah.
Awesome city. I love the dirty South.
Yeah. Guys, I want you guys to join me in conversation today. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or you can hit me up 422-4796. You see that Garth is in the studio with me, so definitely you're going to be able to hear us talking about little politics today. I got a couple calls. I just want to say something to you. I haven't gotten calls.
We all been getting calls.
But I haven't gotten this level of call for a while.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to talk about it. Right?
It's on.
Got a couple calls. Quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
Banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Attention Marco's Pizza lovers in Freeport and to our Cable Beach customers. We have heard you. Marco's $10 carryout, one large, one topping pizza is now available at all locations. That's right. Whether you live out east, west, central, south, or in Freeport, Marco's has you covered. Call in or order online and pick up in restaurant today. Marco's is getting bigger and better by the moment. This unbeatable deal is available for a limited time only.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134/20 a rule. Felt, 15 pounds, $16.50. 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of Roof Cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half-inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
Ready to talk to someone about your health and receive the personal attention you deserve? Imagine having clear thinking and energy every day. Welcome to New Life, a health store featuring electric cell foods to cleanse and replenish the body, plus an alkaline deli and on-site consultations. New Life, your alternative to disease, located in the Independence Drive Business Park on East Street South. Visit newlifebahamas.com or call 323-6080 or 1.
What is
and we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect here doing our thing. And you can give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300, 5720. Or you can hit me up, 422-4796. Is it just me or I feel like a rumbling in the spirit? I feel like there is an election afoot. I mean, inevitability of it coming between now and next year sometime is definite. But I feel like we're closer than we like to acknowledge. And being able to identify these things, we've seen our prime minister take on his posture and being able to do his jive and his little jig on the stage as he, I think it was Golden, where was that? That was Sybil Strawny. Mm-hmm. That was Sybil Strawny, right? Mm-hmm. Doing his jive and his, that woman rolled on the stage. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
She rolled on the stage. I said, how long?
You're doing the quadrilles.
How long? Why would you roll on the stage, baby?
Listen, that's
the woman dive and roll on the stage.
This is a form of democracy. You have the ability to put yourself
that
forward.
Without
restraint.
That is ludicrous.
Without restraint.
That is ludicrous.
You are, even back in the days of Sir Lyndon Pilling, this is how it went. You made your way to the stage, you broke through. It's a celebrity affair. And you make your mark. I danced with my prime minister. This is the message, and you can too
dance
with the prime minister.
Okay, so I accept the fact that I could dance with my prime minister, yes. The liberator, the perceived
yes.
Black Moses.
Oh, yes.
Back in the 70s.
Don't you dare touch him.
No, back in the 70s, this was a good jig. I want to dance with him.
Yes.
Because my spirit leaps.
Yes.
When I see a man and his contingent, his grouping,
yes.
Seek to be able to liberate us,
yes.
Black people. I want to dance with this man.
Yeah.
I open up my home, I open up my heart, and I want to be able to support this man.
Yeah.
I want to partner with him for the transformation. Yeah, this is Lyndon Pinlin.
This
was Lyndon Pinlin.
Yeah, that's back then.
Yeah, but I don't want to dance with none of these fellas now.
Yeah,
this is just me, Howard Grant.
You want contract.
It ain't about contract.
You want me.
You see, I shouldn't, my proximity shouldn't lead me to an opportunity. I shouldn't have to be. That means if I ain't close to you, I got to wait 5 years like a camel.
That's how it works.
I got to wait 5 years
That's
and see if they got two stomach like a camel. And hopefully I don't get hungry within the next 5 years.
They tell you, get with the system. That's how it works.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
No, man, that don't make no sense to me.
That's how it works because I just came from South Beach.
And this is what I'm saying to you. Because
the complaint on South Beach is banking. You know, people, they said they're hardworking people. They have $50,000 in the bank. They want a loan for $20,000, and the whole procedure of getting a mortgage or getting a loan has now become extremely difficult. And so the quickest way for you to get anything financially abundantly is through your MP or your PM. That's how the system works.
Who MP?
You, whoever your MP is. You gotta
Which
go to
MP
them.
Can get you straight?
And that's the way the system has the conversation with you.
The MP
when
is
they
only
campaign
good for
with
job.
You, they tell you, you what? Straight.
The MP is good for job and a small contract under $50,000, so they don't have to go to the cabinet of the Bahamas. Okay. They're good for a job and a small contract.
And you,
that's
you,
all they can
and
do.
And you
for
like
you.
Some of their goons, you only need
and
15
many
contracts.
Of them, many of them, they want a little something back from these contracts.
Well, we know that, but that's also
just
alleged and all the rest of the talk. But like I said,
alleged.
But we know that. But I'm saying to you that they can tell they'll never confess to it.
I ain't call nobody name.
I said, but they'll never confess to it.
I don't expect them to.
Okay, but some people got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 contracts, right?
I can't. I don't know what people got.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what people.
You can
got.
Know in short order.
Well,
the moment of truth is here. You know. Howard, I don't know if you're familiar with Hilltop Ministries in Camp Road. They do a lot of good work, like how Bishop Henschel does on Wolf Road.
I heard about the lady. It's a lady, right?
Yeah, Laura.
Yeah, I heard
Laura
about
Johnson,
her, but
her
I've never...
Her husband actually passed, so I just want to...
Really?
Yeah, from the foundation, I just want to give a special shout-out to
oh,
her
man,
and,
so
and condolences
that.
To Ms. Laura Johnson. She's a lady who actually was a guardian mother for Shannon on Cartwright, and she was also my guardian mother. And so she helped to basically, you know... Like they say, the moms grow me up. And so I just wanted to know that our heart is with you for all the good work that you do. They just had a big fire actually around the same time that actually happened up there. And they lost a lot of their stuff, the equipment, computers and stuff, yeah.
Wow.
So I just wanted to bring that to your attention before we
I heard
this political
about her.
Conversation.
I've never met her, right? I've
mm-hmm.
never met her.
Very decent.
But I
lady.
Heard about her commitment to service and her commitment to the people of Camp Road.
Mm-hmm. Very
good. And their commitment and the stuff that they've been doing over the years. So I want to be able to commend her for that.
Yeah.
Because even though I didn't meet her, mm-hmm. that if your reputation precedes you in this particular manner, mm-hmm. you need to be able to get at least some sort of accolades. But I'm sorry to hear that her husband passed away.
Well, you have done an excellent job, Howard Grant, not to flatter you, but you have done that. You know, I recall the time when the young lady... Lazaretta Benz situation, you reached out, and there are other situations that you reached out to. You were there, actually, you left your home. This is something that you don't normally do at night. You left your home to go on Faith Avenue, and a young lady was also raped and assaulted there on Faith Avenue. So I personally just want to thank you, Howard Grant, for your commitment beyond the radio, because some people believe, you know, your whole world is just the radio. You know, they don't see you in other spaces. But I just want them to know
that... I
had to
fix that, by the way.
Yeah, but I just want people to know that apart from your radio broadcast at the foundation, many of the things that you've established, many of the things that you believe in, you've actually transferred that to the wider community. And I just personally, if no one else wants to do so, want to thank you for your commitment.
I appreciate that, but I got to expand. I've been having a conversation over the past 3 days, if I'm going to be absolutely honest with you, about starting this thing. You remember I told you about... The fact that the advocacy and the push can't only be from behind the mic. Whilst the microphone is extremely important, it's very important that we get into the communities and make them to understand that the decisions that we make are not confined to the expectations that we have from our political organizations. We need to make clearer decisions in our constituencies. I
yeah.
think all of us are looking on the mountaintop at the, you know, at the lighthouse, which mm-hmm. is our political organization. So we look at the hill at our political organizations and hope that we could mimic the decisions that they've made, whether that's PLP or FNM.
Mm-hmm.
And you neglect looking in your constituency.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that for our country to shift, change, get back on course, we now have to start and remember the constituencies that we live in. The rats would keep running in your house from your neighbor who had them car in the yard for 38 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got to talk about this. We got to talk about the overgrown bush. We got to talk about the unkept yard. We got to be able to bring back this kind of a concept of being able to wash your house, paint your house, clean your yard, fix up your space. Because these are the things that actually transform communities.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe if we can get back to that, rather than just being able to look at the mountaintop for a change and a decision to be made by a political organization, we could be able to see the change that we envision in our constituencies.
Yes.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
I think that's important. But it just can't happen by us casually saying it. We got to get into the schools to make the young people understand. We got to get into the communities and have the small rallies in the alleys. Mm-hmm. We got to be able to touch some people and make them to understand that this could be a move towards transformation and growth. I think I got a telephone call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good day, Mr. Howard Grant.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Good day to God.
Hey, my brother. How's everything?
It's a little mixed up. You have the, like y'all say, the ministry that may be coordinating and then paving the road and then digging up the road, right?
I'm just confused by that. I don't understand. What's so hard to coordinate?
Howard, get used to it, man. When the Ministry of Works don't coordinate with civil aviation and they do things like that, then you'll understand how I feel. I ain't going no further with that one. Now, y'all talk about the garbage and the rats, right?
Mm-hmm.
If anybody throwing no food in the garbage for the rat them to eat, you ain't got to worry so much but some cars them park up, right? Mm-hmm. Old cars. Because when things can't feed, that's what makes the ghetto so prevalent as a ghetto. If you keep the food, you give it to the cat, you give it to the dog, you give it to the farmer to carry for the pigs and the hogs, or you give some of that to some of the fishermen when they go out to sea. But, you know, we're going out to sea, you could bait up the fish and fatten them up so we could eat them good, right? Then you ain't have no food trying in these garbage bin. But I'm God. Last time you was on, I heard you said the garbage was next door to you.
Yeah, you got
it? They're picking up the garbage bin, right? And they're picking up the garbage.
Well, they're picking up the garbage, you know, and they're doing a great job with that. It's just that you can't control nasty neighbors.
Okay.
And so when nasty neighbors throw fridge and stove and other stuff in the bush, that ain't good.
Tell the neighbors to do what I told Pearly to do a couple of weeks ago. Back them up and go look for the constituency headquarters. And drop it off there. Let that be his problem because they give these last contract.
Y'all ain't decent on Friday. This ain't no decent Friday.
Man, we have to look for one another and advise one another straight. Now, Howard and God, them people in Golden Gate where they rallied the other day, what they say was they come with them, they say the facts, which is controversial facts. Y'all ever heard of controversial facts? That sound like when Trump was in power when they said the alternative facts. Y'all know about any alternative facts or controversial facts that the member of parliament gave out trying to explain the contract with the mooring thing?
Well, y'all ain't decent today.
Well, it can't be facts if it's controversial, and it can't be truth if it's controversial. I appreciate the telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly, guys. The lines are wide open if you want to be able to join us in conversation. Let me take this quick commercial break, guys, and be right back after this.
Services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Hi there! Are you overweight, have pre-diabetes or diabetes, high blood pressure or cholesterol, and want to reverse or manage these diseases? Our Get Fit 7 Weeks Wellness Program is for you. The program starts on Tuesday, April 1st, and space is limited. Call Better Living at 323-5473 or 328-5658 to reserve your spot. The life you save might be your own.
Now let me see now. 326-ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the family island.
Bahamas, are you ready? The world is coming to Wasan for the 2025 CONCACAF Beach Soccer World Cup Qualifiers. March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium next to the Sydney Poitier Bridge. The Jungle Beach Boys, top five in CONCACAF, taking on Mexico, USA, and El Salvador. Beach party meets world-class soccer. Non-stop action, jungle rhythms, great food, and pure vibes. And it's free. Bring your crew, ring your cowbells, beat your drums, no whistles. March 11th through 16th at the Beach Soccer Stadium. Visit BahamasFA.net for details. Bahamas Beach Soccer, pure vibes.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, the foundation live and in full effect. We're looking through the paper, looking through the obituary section, and, you know, the passing away of, you know, all our brothers and sisters. We continue to be able to pray for them, but more specifically, we've looked at someone that is familiar in these kind of spaces, and suddenly has passed about a few days ago. We're talking with none other than Kelly Ingram, being able to see a homegoing celebration for her on the 4th of March, Tuesday. So we continue to be able to pray for the family as they go through their time of bereavement. All right?
Yeah, our hearts are heavy for those people who have lost loved ones. This is not an easy time. Howard Grant, with that being said, here's my thought this morning upon awaking. At this particular juncture, I would like for you to judge the political race of 2026. And when I say that, I'm asking you.
It ain't started yet. I mean, this is.
Yeah, but if he had to call the election today, let me tell you why I say that. Because you have in detail gone through all of the issues that is facing the present government. We know that all governments have produced something. It may not have been to our expectations. It may not have been to the strength that we desire. But we do know that there is a closet full of situations that should say we want to change the government. But as of today, I woke up with a feeling that I understand clearly that this is still a race. This is anyone's election to win. I don't feel that it should be that way based on all of the evidence they're putting forth against the government. It should have been a walk in the park for the royal opposition. But at this particular time, I still do believe, based on even the recent association and branch meetings, that this could possibly still be a very tight race. I don't see a landslide victory at this particular time. I do see that this could be anyone's race to win. And if we had to go leader versus leader, I do believe that a prediction could be even made on that particular level. We're still awaiting.
But the leader versus leader argument is a non-starter.
It's a non-starter.
That's for me. His constituency is in Cat Island. We feel like that's a secured constituency.
It is secured.
Right?
For the most part.
Marco City, he's won that twice. And I'm hearing murmurs about the fact that he may be able to retain it, but we don't know how Marco City would go. And we also don't know whether or not the PLP will send a significant opponent in that particular space.
But we anticipate they will.
If they, there is a political decorum that exists between parties. There's a decorum, right?
So decorum tells you that at the deputy level, that's a decorum, and you got a strong man like Michael Akitas against the Shannon Don Cartwright. That's decorum?
No, I'm talking about the head of the parties.
Okay. So I just wanted you to make it clear, you see?
So the decorum, I'm not talking about...
It's only the leadership level.
The leadership level.
Okay.
There is a level of decorum that each political organization, it's not pronounced, it's nothing that's written, but they afford grace into these particular spaces. If you look at the candidates that have presented themselves over the years, they have been non-starters, you know, newbies, getting their feet wet against... Is it true though?
You're disgusting bad on this Friday. You're just disgusting.
Listen to me.
You're going to be mean to people who challenge these giants?
I can't demean them. I'm not demeaning the character. I'm saying...
You're saying that these people don't have no chance in hell against such individuals?
They never did. It's
taking a candidate from the PLP and putting them in St. Anne's. You know
you can't identify these characters or these candidates as sacrifice
and you commit to these candidates, if the FNM in place, and you see as a PLP that you're going in place, and you say, look here, I want you to go Kalani, eh? Or look here, I want you to go to Cat Island, or I want you to go Marco City. Now, you ain't gonna win.
They didn't tell me. No, they never tell me they go win. They tell us, but guess what? You got this.
No. Nobody can lie to them.
What you mean nobody can lie to them?
You can get beat, but we can take care of you. That's what they say.
Now, I heard that conversation that's too. But I've also heard that this time, I think we got him.
Who?
Okay, so
who?
Listen to me.
Who? Which one?
When in 2012, I remember when Dr. Limit Brown was vying for Montague.
The closest they have ever gotten to being able to, well, Centerville take out Christie entirely.
Okay,
right?
So let me explain that to me. Explain that to me. Then.
No, it was Christie.
But it was against Rhys Chipman.
No,
Rhys Chipman had ran multiple times before that.
That victory didn't belong to Rhys as an individual, because he wasn't able to garner even a tenth of those votes as an independent. It was the alternative to Christie's government, which was the Free National Movement.
But that never happened before.
Okay, so it never happened
before. In 2002 to 2007.
But the FNM almost got it again. The FNM almost got it again with Renard, what's his name? Renard Curry out of North Abaco when he ran against Hubert Ingraham, if you remember.
Yeah, because he was like a little local hero.
Right. He was. He did well.
He did extremely well.
He did well against Hubert Ingraham. And that was the year that Hubert Ingraham came in the House of Assembly, and he bowed out gracefully, and then he passed the torch on to...
a by-election.
He passed the torch on to, for the leadership of the organization, to
Hubert Minnis,
right? Uh-huh. And then at the by-election...
Curry won.
That was the closest that has ever happened to a leader that we actually been able to lift up and celebrate for such a long time. Mm-hmm. And we knew that the country was shifting at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm going to be honest with you, I believe that Hubert Ingraham saw that in all of his knowledge and understanding of politics and understanding the ebbs and flows, the ups and downs of politics. He decided that this is a time to back out. And he did so. You understand? He did so, right? And from Curry, then we got Darren, and then we got Kurt Cornish.
The Prime Minister of North Abaco.
Right.
Yeah, we got the Prime Minister.
You got the Kurt Cornish, right? So, but I'm saying to you that for the most part, when you go up against Kalani, when you go up against the Prime Minister, Brave Davis, in the South, there's no expectation you're going to win. You don't have the money to win. You just don't. I don't understand why people just pretend with this thing. You don't have the money. You just don't have the money. You can't beat him.
But Garvin McDonald acted as if he's going to win.
It don't matter how you act. You don't have the finances to touch all those islands. You don't. You don't have the relationship, and you don't have the assurity of the people to know that you could provide something for them in the event that you do it. You don't. So you will be the sacrificial lamb. You go in there. You take these blows.
And then you'll probably get a
appointment. And when you come back, we can give you something.
The Senate can give you an appointment.
We can give you something.
Because
you did well. You did well, brother. That was the blow he gave you. My God, you get what? 10 votes? You did well. You did well. We didn't expect you to get 6. We didn't expect you to get 6. Yes, I'm just saying. Yes, I'm just saying, right? And so when you see it like that, for me, this conversation about pitting leaders against each other is a non-starter. It's not a real conversation. The closest we could get to that to identify is the enthusiasm that they invoke in people. You understand? How do you get me excited? Am I excited about your leadership in your particular capacity? Are you the type of leader that carries this energy with you, that you could transfer that to the other 39, to the other 38?
Okay.
Are you that particular type of leader, right? And for me, Brave Davis has not been able to harness that energy, but he has been able to speak to all those who support him and all the members of parliament and all the candidates with a very clear understanding that we have a strategy. Follow the strategy. Follow the strategy. Not necessarily with enthusiasm. I don't see them doing that. But I see a lot of them following the strategy.
I think the strategy belongs to Fred Mitchell, the chairman.
But that the strategy don't matter who construct the strategy. if now the leadership has the strategy in his hand, because he doesn't have the enthusiasm, he has to have the strategy. If he has the strategy in his hand, he now has to be able to say, hey, listen, this is the strategy. Let all 39 of us take on this particular strategy. We will find victory.
Okay, guess what then? Listening to you, if that is the case...
Michael Pintard is not doing the same.
Hold on. Before you get to Michael Pintard, Philip Brave Davis has been, for me, an absentee prime minister until now. He's now present. He would not be able to garner influence based on your absenteeism in terms of your leadership.
He already forgot about it. Okay. He don't need the influence. He ran by the strategy.
But no, hold on now. So now we have a strategy because the election is looming, and therefore we're presenting the strategy to the 39, you said. But on this same show, you also said out of the 39, 15 of these people should be fired or need to be considered to be fired.
And that should be a part of their strategy.
That
should be a part of their strategy internally.
So as you
that
share...
That mean you know.
So when you say share the strategy with the 39 and tell them we will win, what about this whole idea of sacrificial loss?
Okay.
Are we going to lose any of these 15?
I just get deep. And you want me to get deep.
Of course I do.
You always just do this.
And that's to the foundation. This is to the bottom,
How
right?
much disciples Jesus had?
12.
Okay.
And one was a cocksucker.
You mean
yeah, that one.
Judas?
Yeah.
We ain't worried about Judas. Judas in every group.
You better believe that.
Every group got 5 of them, 7 of them, 12 of them, 15 of them.
I want you to believe that.
Judas exists in this particular
And the FM got more than the PLP. But go ahead. I'm listening to you.
Okay, let's just be very clear about this, all right? Let's be clear.
Good.
Out of the 12, who was the closest to Jesus?
The one with the money. No, the one, I mean Peter, the cussing one.
Okay.
The one who not a cuss. He's the closest.
There's a body,
Petros.
And then there's the internal grouping. These are the ones who carry the strategy. A very clear understanding that we got to cut some things.
The sons of thunder.
The design of strategy in both organizations are the trifecta of leadership. You got the head, you got the deputy, you got the chairman. And those particular person should know the real direction that we're going to take. Yes. However, when we present this particular thing, we give this as a generic tool to everyone to have them follow the course.
Yes.
They don't know their pink slip coming. They don't know their time is up. They don't know when you come to work tomorrow that we got somebody else in human resources. We're going to give you a small package. We thank you so much for your time and your opportunity. And that ain't your business. Your business is to work because we can't get what we need out of you. The symmetry, this sort of idea of connectivity and moving forward. If we tell you, Bala, we can fire you. If I tell you that, you can't work no more. You might as well fire me today.
Okay. I'm with you so far.
So the internal working of the PLP should be to get rid of some people. The internal working of the FNM should be to identify some strong people. The PLP will not relent.
And
they seek to win the next general election.
I want the Bahamas to listen to you today.
They seek to win the next
election. I don't know why you believe the PLP will not do whatever it takes to win this next election.
I can't say that they are not on course to do that. I can't. I can't say that.
That's
now,
a conversation.
The PLP has taken on a very strong position also, and it's Trump-esque in its state and posture. Right? Because they seek to erode the fabric and the pillars that exist for the purposes of their victory. And no one is saying nothing about this.
Let's talk about this today, man. Let's get to the bottom of this.
Let's talk about these things, guys. Quick break. Going to be back right after news.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, the Foundation, full effect on this beautiful Friday, getting ready to be able to do our thing out there in the cities. A great deal of things happening on the weekend, so I hope you guys are good. I'm here with Garth. We're talking politics. We're talking strategy and the concept and idea that exists in these particular spaces. And someone hit me up just now, just with a text. It says, Howard, I think you guys are delusional. Egg costs $10 in Nassau, $13 in Freeport, $15 in Harbor Island. People are hurting, and the incumbent gets the blame. There's one thing that political organizations continue to be able to leverage that I don't think we are acknowledging. And I don't think, because of the space that you sit in, you don't necessarily see this. You don't sit from an elevated position. You are a part of what the PLP likes to acknowledge as the grassroots. And I don't mean you as an individual. I mean the grouping, the body of the electorate in the country sits in a position where we are identified, for want of a better word, subservient. And you don't like to hear that, but that's just what it is. There are some types of leadership and characteristics that exist in these particular spaces. Now, the characteristics that that we started to talk about, this enthusiastic characteristic that causes people to move in a particular direction, that's charisma. So the charismatic leader, which I think was Perry Christie and Lyndon Pinellas. Well, Perry Christie, not so much, because he never could. Even though he had the energy, the ability to be able to cause you to dance and jump and jive and jiggle, the charisma that Lyndon Pinellas had was a revolutionary charisma, was a clear understanding, was a bold posture, was irreverent to the oligarchs that sat in this particular space. It was mesmerizing and magnetic. It pulled you to him. And he did something absolutely different. Now, Perry Christie and former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham learned from him. If I want to be absolutely honest with you, if you can see elements of Lyndon Pinellas and a great deal of the second generation politicians that presented themselves. So we're talking Sean McQueenie, we're talking Bradley Roberts, we're talking, Clem Maynard, we're talking about these particular persons from a second dispensation who've identified the success of the first politician, first black man to be able to find himself successful and being able to hold the reign of power in this country. They've made modifications to themselves also and presented alike. They've done that. Right. And so when you identify that, you realize that the charisma it really penetrated deep. And everyone had their twist to this concept and idea of what charisma meant. I won't be able to get into something now. Now, when you start to talk about that and you identify those particular types of leaderships and you see everyone can capture the charisma. Hubert Ingraham did something strategic. Now, y'all don't like to talk like this. We can do it. So let's just do it. Let's just get it over with, to yuck the mandate off and have this conversation. Hubert Ingraham didn't have the elements necessary to be able to jump that threshold of charisma. Okay? And I know, you know, he's dealing with what he's dealing with at this particular time, but, you know, he is a staple in our political history. And if we're going to talk like this, we cannot exclude him. He didn't have that level of, he had a unique approach to the charm that he carried, right? He spoke in a particular manner that was how Grammy Dimmer would identify as broad, but he made this thing work for him. And as a result of that, as a result of knowing that he didn't have the charm of a Lyndon Pinellas or a charm of a Perry Christie, he had to use the elements that were given to him, the cards that were given to him, and make the absolute most out of it. And he did that. And he is what I would identify as a pragmatic leader, okay? And his pragmatic leaders, let's read it. His pragmatic leaders prioritize practical solutions over ideological commitments. They make decisions based on economic, social, or political realities rather than rigid doctrines, okay? He fused that with the island charm. He gave us a flair of who he was naturally. He's never deflected this. He never shifted from who he was, and you had to love him and respect him for that.
And so when he presented himself in this particular manner, rejecting this concept and idea of the charisma that Perry Christie tried his hardest to be able to present and mimic what Lyndon Pinden would have done, you've been able to see that he made something, he found his space, and he made his very own thing. Brave Davis is the exact same thing. Brave Davis, in his particular capacity, Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis, has identified his shortcomings as an individual, as a man, but it didn't dissuade him from moving towards political leadership in this country. And so he understood what he had. He had the rake and scrape. He had this little jive. He had this and that. Do you not see those elements that is presented? He had two dispensations, almost three dispensations of leaderships to be able to wean from, to pull a little piece of this off, to pull a little piece of that off, and still be able to keep Brave Davis in this particular capacity. So he has a level of charm, but he does not have that charisma that causes people to gravitate towards him like a Lyndon Pinden. So you got to be able to move with a strategy. The people ain't got to come to me. They got to come to the strategy. And the PLP at this particular time is carrying a strategy. Now, I'm saying to you, more than any other prime minister over the past 20 years, and that's Hubert Ingraham, Perry Christie, Hubert Minnis, more than any other prime minister over the past two decades, Brave Davis wants to win the next general election. But his, listen to me, his determination, you cannot, it is palpable. You could feel that thing rich and thick in the air. This man wants to win. He's not casual about this at all. He is focused and he will see his thing come to pass. And I don't think the FNM should take this lightly.
I could tell you they're going to take the war to the FNM.
This is not casual. This is a war.
On
no matter how Brave Davis presents himself in the public in terms of smiling, in terms of his posture and what these particular... The underbelly right there under that surface is a monster with a desire and a focus to be able to win the next general election. He will not be viewed in the light of any other of these fellas. He worked with Christie and he worked with Brave. My God, you ain't gonna throw me out like Minnis. I can win this. Mm-hmm. I've already been under the guys, under their tutelage for a long time. I'm going to win this. Mm-hmm. The FNM can't take that lightly.
Okay, so what I was saying to you just a while ago on page 3, A3 of the Nassau Guardian, Howard Grant, mm-hmm. at the top, it says, funding secured for $10 million, Long Island Airport Project, Cooper says. This is yet another project, I use the word project again, that the PLP is putting forth, and this time to the people of Long Island, where we know that the Free National Movement has successfully won that seat. And so now they're taking it to Long Island, which is, for the most part, as we consider a Free National Movement seat. They're taking the war to the FNM right now.
Exuma?
No, Long Island. Mm-hmm. They want to put an airport and a building for a bank and all the things that Long Island's been crying for. They want to address that because now the PLP is showing signs that we want Long Island and we're going to deliver what the Free National Movement has not been able to deliver.
But that's the icing on the cake.
But I'm just saying this is what they're prepared to do.
Are you? Somebody text me and tell me if you're ready to have this kind of a conversation with me. Are you ready for this? Y'all ain't ready for
I'm listening.
This. I can pull it back. I can leave it alone. At the introduction of 2021, when Philip Brave Davis became the prime minister, before the dissolution and the dissolving of the House of Assembly mm-hmm. in 2021, there was a spat, a verbal spat, between mm-hmm. The then leader of the Progressive Liberal Party and the person of Philip Brave Davis and the member of parliament for Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
Do we remember this?
Adrian Gibson.
Do you remember this?
Yes.
Okay, do you remember
Honorable
this?
Adrian Gibson, yes.
Do you remember the promise that was made?
No.
Okay, so let's not even talk about it.
No.
Forget about it.
No.
Let's not talk about it. Do you, because Brave Davis had said some very strong things.
No, you gotta tell these people.
No.
And that important.
No. You know, this is not pronounced in these particular spaces, but for those of us who are within the inner workings of politics in this country, we understand some things. This is the icing on the cake. If they seek to be able to move, that means that they have to move Terrell Young. They're going to have to move him. He's my guy. He's my, you know, I like him. And I supported him a great deal. He lost by, you know, not a heavy margin to Adrian Gibson.
Yeah, we had that conversation before.
Nonetheless, he lost. And, you know, they took care of him.
Yeah, you told us about that close margin. You did tell us about that.
They took care of him. He's a good friend of mine. But for them to be able to capture a Long Island, the PLP.
Yeah, they got to do some things.
They're going to have a strong, influential, charismatic leader with who stands strong on his legs and can articulate a great deal and be strong. And he's not afraid to come in your house and sit down with you and say, get yourself ready for change. They're going to have a strong leader to do that.
A strong representative.
The PLP. Candidate. The PLP is going to have a strong candidate.
And you're saying this young man is not that strong candidate.
Who, Terrell?
Yeah.
Terrell is good, you know. They are Long Island people. But I'm saying to you that strength is not just articulation and verbalization. Strength is also capital. You need to have your money in order so when you say something, you could make it happen. Only in the interim, prior to be able to get into power, you have to show people that you can materialize what you're saying.
No, you got to be careful.
But that's just the truth.
But that's what happened in your by-election in West Grandmama and Bimini.
And that's why I told you that Kingsley is not going to win the next general election. Kingsley is my cousin. I love you very much. But I can't lie. I told you all that. I said whoever is going to win the by-election is not going to win the general election. You don't have enough time. You didn't have enough time to prove to the people of West Grand Bahama, who has been desperate since Francis and Jean, who's been desperate for change. They kept going with go with what you know, which was Obi Wilscombe. Obi Wilscombe was old broom, who he knew where the dirt was. He knew. Every time you see Obi Wilscombe, Obi Wilscombe knew where the dirt was. When you show him pop up, then you see Sunjet come there. Then you see the Gin Sumar projects going up again. Then you see that building on the corner there when you pass the Fishing Hole Road, start to see some things here. Everything is just stagnant until Obi leadership. And when he does that, he takes care of his people and they're satisfied.
So that's different than when...
Kingsley don't know those keys. He don't know how to open those doors. You don't know that key.
So you tell me that's different than when Ryan Pinder ran in the by-election against Dr. Sands and won, and then they re-elected him the following election?
Ryan Pinder has, he had, and dare I say he still has.
He didn't have after he won the by-election.
Yeah, but his capital was transformative.
You smiling. Go take a call, man. You smiling.
His capital was transformative.
I don't like that smile. You're being mischievous today. Go ahead.
And listen to me. Lord, you honestly don't want me to talk deep like this. His capital was transformative. And his ability to be able to touch some things and do some things instantaneously.
I read you.
Transform the constituency. And he was able to do.
And again.
Kingsley doesn't have that charisma. He doesn't have that magnetism. Listen, this is not to diminish the fellow. He could have strategy. But he doesn't have the charisma, he doesn't have the magnetism, and if you have strategy, that means you have to be able to manifest this thing instantaneously, and he doesn't have the capital.
Okay.
He doesn't. So whatever defab in this particular space is going to lead you to defeat, because you don't have enough time. If he had time to prove himself, then he could do that. Mm. But to do that, you now have to have a stronger relationship with ministers. The cabinet of the Bahamas. You have to have a strong... Listen, Fred, I need this to be done. Listen, Clay, I need this to be done. Listen, Miles, I need you to come down here and execute these things for me. Please. He doesn't have... Ain't nobody moving quickly to make sure he get these things done. They can put it on the docket. However, and this is why I believe if they had put Shane Gibson down there, it was over for everybody. Because he got capital, he got relationship, he got magnetism. Boom.
I got you.
Caller on the line, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, good afternoon, Howard.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
And you got God there too, eh?
Yeah, you're right here.
Yeah, you're all two soldiers. But Howard, look, let me say something to you, man. You know, listening to your sentiments today, right, it appears that, you know, you are cheerleading for the status quo, right? And when I say that, right, no disrespect to you, good man.
I'm fighting you.
Right? But when I say that, right, the PLP and the FNM, they represent the status quo of this country.
I agree with you.
That's what they. Anybody could take that from them, right? They were managing the status quo for 51 years in the Bahamas.
Yes. I agree with you.
Right? So if you think the Bahamian people still stuck,
okay, now before you go further,
the FNM is pretending that, anybody else that's trying to open this door, just the two of us, and they trying to send this perception that anybody else at the door is just the two of them, they need to get their defense early.
Okay, now hold on. Who do you support? Let's give me straight answers. Who do you support?
Straight today, I support Lincoln Bean and the COI. Right?
Okay, so how much people do you have? You married? I don't want to get deep in your business. How much people in your house?
I get three votes going to the COI.
In your house?
And five votes inside the yard.
Okay, so you got eight votes in the yard. How much people in the yard?
No, it's five votes in the yard.
You say five in the yard, three in your house.
I have three. I have
so
three
five and three is eight.
My house, but five in the entire yard.
Okay, that's so five and three is eight.
No, he said a total of five.
So you got
three is in his house, but in the total yard space, it's an additional two people in
two
the same
people,
yard.
Right.
So it's only five.
It's five votes
in this
yes.
yard.
Okay, so you got five in this yard. How much people live in this yard? It sounds like a big
five,
yard.
Five.
No. Yeah. How much people live in the yard?
Right.
How much voting people live in your yard?
Five.
Only
and
five.
Five going to vote for the COI.
Oh, clear.
Which constituency?
On an average, in the constituency that's in the middle of the city, let's say Bayonetown.
Let's find out where Centerville. He is.
Where are you right
Howard,
now?
Howard. Let me help you, man. Because like I say, you're a good man. You ain't mean nobody no bad, right? Right. You're a good man. Let me help you, right? In the constituency of Carmichael.
Mm-hmm.
There will not be a PLP or FNM elected in this constituency. Anybody want to say anything towards that, you're going to have any conversation you want to have. But in the constituency of Carmichael, they will not.
I actually heard that this morning
PLP
in South
or
Beach.
FNM
someone else in Carmichael told me the same thing.
Constituency come the next general election. Because we are tired of the status quo.
Okay.
We are sick and tired of the same
I can't
nonsense.
Fight you. And I agree with you. Me and you on the same page. But the conversation that we're having is for those people who get up knee-jerk and roll over on the stage to dance with their prime minister. That's the conversation we're having. We're the people who only identify things through color. We're talking to people who have not woken up.
Please
to the concept and idea.
I must be coming too late, right?
No. You come in a little bit too early because you didn't even let me. You understand? This pre ejaculation. You need to relax.
Behave yourself,
you need to relax.
Okay, let me relax. But,
okay,
God,
but relax. You're doing a lot.
Super show yard on Sunday, but that was the first time I told and I looking forward to turning there again Sunday, but. That was super.
Yeah, we have,
thank you, my brother.
We have marital rape this Sunday. Protection or deception?
Well, see now, I know if I
you
I,
see that? Tune into the show. I can see you later, my brother. Thank you. Good call. All right. No, you see, there is this idea that once we capture, and I think people do this in discipleship also. They do this in discipleship. They do this in Christendom. They do this with Hebrew Israelites. They do this with religion. That once you have an epiphany unto yourself that you should have traveled and you beat up yourself for a road that you wasn't on for a long time, there was an expectation, your posture, your language, that everybody should already then know how to do this. You got to be stupid. Why you didn't do this? But you have to understand that you're dealing with systematically with the people who have been conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
This is all they know. They have ingested this time in, time out. This is all they have known. And unless and until there is liberty, understanding, this is why we start to have conversations about strength and discerning leadership from a constituency-first approach and understanding that leadership don't have to be the top of the hill. It could be right in your constituency.
Mm-hmm.
I still can't take away the fact that we're still looking for a type of leader.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, when we get back, we can talk about Michael Pintard's leadership. When we get back, we can talk about whether or not Michael Pintard is a charismatic leader, a pragmatic leader. What type of leader is he as it relates to what's happening in the Free National Movement right now? And then, if an election was called today, who would be victorious.
That's what I want to know. And those people on the line, just continue holding. Howard said we'll be right back.
Be right back after this, guys.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, Rodney Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolfolk and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Bahamas. Join Sherwin Gardner for the Find Me Here album launch on February 28th, 7 p.m. at Bahamas Harvest Church, JFK Plaza. Featuring from the USA, Kalante Gavin and Katiri B. And Positive from TNT. This will be one epic night full of blessings. Get tickets at a live events app or Bahamas Harvest Church and SherwinGardner.com. A blessing's gonna find you here. Powered by Alive.
Hi there. Are you overweight, have prediabetes or diabetes, high blood cholesterol, and want to reverse or manage these diseases? Our Get Fit 7 Weeks wellness program is for you. The program starts on Tuesday, April 1st, and space is limited. Call Better Living at 323-5473 or 328-5658 to reserve your spot. The life you save might be your own.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company right here on this beautiful Friday afternoon. We walked in, the weather was good, so I'm hoping that it still retains that kind of a thing and being able to have a good weekend this weekend. Let's go straight to the lines. I'm sitting here with Garth. We're just talking politics. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line. Go ahead. No? Call on the line. Go ahead.
Grant.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, God.
Yes, sir.
You asked some questions before you went to the break.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot them out again.
You want me to shoot out the questions? For
no, I mean, Howard asked some questions before you went to the break.
Oh, Howard asked some questions.
The election was called today.
That's what we want to do today. But
yeah. So, at the beginning of the conversation, he started to pose the two leaderships. And I started to break down the type of leaderships and why people can gravitate to them. I don't think that Brave Davis has all this charisma. He has like pinches and little, you know, it's peppered in there. But he has a strategy that people is going to do, similar to what we see from Hubert Ingraham. And I'm looking at Michael Pintard in his particular capacity. I think he's doing a lot to try to pull that energy of charisma towards him and not leaning on the strategy and technology and concepts and ideas and being able to run with that.
But brother Grant, Mr. Davis is more of a go-getter leader. Mr. Davis can mingle. I don't see Mr. Pintard mingling, going into Bintang and mingling, or
no.
Going into Nassau Village and tell the man, give me them last two Hennessy.
That's a part of the job. If they have to hit the beat. They have to hit the beat, just like an officer.
Yeah, Mr. Davis can do that.
No, Mr. Pintard, Mr. Pintard actually does that. He actually does that.
Pintard does
but
that.
But it's not that publicized. But he does
Pintard
do that.
Does that.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I don't think Mr. Pintard can have the grasp to do that.
No, he does that.
I mean, he could maybe if somebody.
I'm telling you, he does it now.
He does it. The PR is a bit weak, but he does that.
Who's that, Mr. Pintard?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But back to what you were saying, too. Before me, the gentleman was talking with the COI. Yeah, that's what his name is, COI. The best thing for them to do, Mr. Grant, is run as an independent candidate.
Do you believe?
They are the coalition of independents.
Do you believe some independents
will win? Yeah, but you can't be a coalition. If you're an independent, you can't have a leader. You by yourself.
No,
yeah,
but do you believe an independent can win?
Could.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe they
can. How many seats would you want to forecast for independents?
For an independent?
Yeah. Give me a number.
If the right person were to go into 8 Mile Rock.
I can win in the debate.
Oh, you're picking on Howard now.
No, I go to 8 Mile Rock. I'm going to win that.
I'm saying if the right person were to go into 8 Mile Rock.
I can win that independent.
2 days could happen.
When I show up, I got 500 votes.
Either he wins as an independent.
Or you split the vote
or
heavy.
Or split at the opposition
okay,
vote.
Okay, the earlier caller said the same thing with Carmichael. What do you say with Carmichael?
No, that ain't a nominee Carmichael. Carmichael, T. Bell is going to win Carmichael.
What about South Beach?
It has to be a tragedy, something. Keith Bell in Carmichael is
a tragedy?
Patricia the Woman Bamboo Town.
Jesus Lord.
Would you say a tragedy?
So, how many independents?
How many seats can independents win
in this election quickly? So we get to another call. How many seats can independents win in this election? Let me hear that.
Can I say this?
According to who it is.
Give me a number.
Four.
You say four.
I feel like four was a number. All right, brother.
You said four, too? The independent.
I say four, too.
I don't think none of them would be in Nassau.
I agree with him 100%.
What?
They'll be on the family island.
Nassau, you have to have...
You're looking at North Abaco with that same guy, Mills.
Francis, you're on point today.
If he can get himself around Lincoln, be in them. And go there. Carl Mills won a whole
Kyle
Mills. Division, you know?
Yeah. You know who they have hell with?
They're listening.
Michael Pine.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Pine is going to work for the PLB.
Oh, Jesus God.
The same thing happened in the last election. Happened again.
Bye. I don't hear
Michael
you.
Pine can't win.
No. Michael Pine could win.
No, he can't win as an independent.
Michael Pine could win as an independent. You don't know the temperature of what's happening in Grand Bahama.
Both of y'all have a different opinion on that one. Is there anyone else before
you got to wait for some other seats to open up and the potential that they open up other seats.
I just want to know if there's
but
anyone.
I champion for my boy in 8 Mile Rock.
Who's your boy?
If they put Bimini and the Berry Islands and bring Vesson and 8 Mile Rock back together.
Who's your boy?
You might be talking to the next
who's your
member
boy?
Of parliament right who's there, but you're sitting there right now.
Now, let me tell you
if
something.
If you do, you won't be right.
The last time you championed somebody, Donnelly ended up on the PLP. she ain't got the PLP ticket. She got an F for them.
No, but listen to me. Listen to me. Yeah, but don't worry about that. That's true. Listen to me. Hey, but that's straight.
I appreciate you, my budget. Thank you.
That was an interesting call.
There's some independents that may be able to, but they have to do their work.
Yeah, this is an interesting call.
They have
though.
To do their work.
Let me see if anyone else is saying something. It ain't no game.
You have to do your work.
They must be in the Howard Grant spirit today. Let me see if anyone else
I don't
else
know
something
whether else. Or not Kai Mills could be able to do some work, right? In North Abaco, he could be able to do a lot of work. I believe that Long Island, if you have a strong candidate that could show themselves fearless and being able to push themselves in those particular areas, I believe that candidate could win also because Long Island has a way of being able to keep everything in-house.
Mm-hmm.
And so Long Island, if they have a strong independent candidate that's homegrown, that they believe in, that they support, then they'd be like a Larry Cartwright.
Mm.
They could find themselves in victory. Now, the Long Island Pellets might cut deal with you and say, look at them. When you win this thing, you can step over again to the F&M. You may hear that. Because this is sort of the concept that existed prior.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care what nobody say. Ginger have a problem.
Okay.
Ginger have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
With
Pine Ridge.
In Pine Ridge.
So she may move.
And that's why when we look at that piece of paper, which was a peculiar paper, and I didn't know how to be able to place it. Because when I saw her name pop up against Eight Mile Rock.
I say she.
But there's no constituency in this country.
They're expecting some boundary changes today.
Yeah, but you still can't name the constituency Eight Mile Rock. Even if they move that, the constituency can't be Eight Mile Rock. It has to be West Grand Bahama. And then you cut off Bimini, add Bimini to the Berry Islands. Eight Mile Rock doesn't exist anymore.
So how are we going on the ground in Eight Mile Rock area? I mean, that's where we're going, West Grand Bahama. You taking a show on the road?
I think I can do it.
Okay.
We'll take another call. I didn't talk to my wife. I didn't tell her. Again, independent they open up home. If they keep it with Bimini, I ain't about it. But if it's Eight Mile Rock proper, oh, Jesus, I get home.
I could ask you a Bimini question.
I ain't going to fight you.
Did you talk to Jesus?
I did.
Okay, because all politicians said he talked to Jesus. I just want to make sure you talked to Jesus.
Yeah, but Jesus didn't tell me the same thing he said the Valley Boys and the Saxons and the Roots.
What did he tell you?
Just go and do your work.
Well done, my good and faithful servant.
Just do your work.
All right, sir.
It ain't about victory. It's about the pursuit thereof.
All right, sir.
It's the pursuit thereof.
Nah, I'm fighting you today.
We got to be able to do that. Let's take a next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
What you say, Howard?
Everything good. What's happening?
It's a God. What's going on?
My good brother. What's going on?
Wait, you're holding on. Hey, you know something? I believe Michael Pintard will give Mr. Davis a run for his money, you know. It's a big possibility. I answered the question you all asked. It's a big possibility. Michael could be brave. Don't forget, I love Mr. Christie. I think that's one of the best prime ministers we ever had. Don't forget Mr. Christie, Lewis's seat. You know why? It all depends how we feel about you. So brave and Michael could buy as much Hennessy as what they want to buy. If we piss off with you politically, we feel like you do us something wrong or we disappointed with you, ain't nothing happening. The last elections and what been going on, we wasn't voting for a new government. We was voting out the government. You ask a question, if election call now? I believe if election call now, maybe because of how things is right now in this country, Michael Pintard, I guess, or someone else will be the next prime minister. There's so much things they need to correct and deal with. And I think they really care less. I hear someone say Brave really won't win.
I think he does.
I think it's just a front. Why?
You think he tired or something?
No. They just BSing us. They're just really? Making it seem like they really care if they win. They straight. If they don't, they being straight before, they more straight now. And if we vote them out, they still straight. I don't think he tired or whatsoever. I think he care less what we say, and when we disagree with them, they ain't checking for us. No opportunity. You crying yesterday. Not crying. I hear you, just like us out here crying. We want opportunities. We need to make some money.
Yeah.
We get bills. We get things we want to do for ourselves.
You got children, yeah.
We mightn't be a part of the friends, family, and lovers.
But we got talent.
Humans, we voters, too. Mm-hmm. I think they need to, at least the office, since they only listen to the politicians and don't listen to really what the people say. The opposition leader, Michael Pintard, didn't need to request stand up in Parliament and request or demand, which has in the office of the Prime Minister. We need to find out how much other deals, persons who work for in the Prime Minister office might be a part of in this last 5 years. This is wrong. That person who signed off, I think they said a deputy of communication in the OPM office, that's wrong. And this prime minister get advisors there. His advisors like Jerome Fitzgerald should tell him have a forensic audit. Prove to the Bahamian people that you ain't down with that foolishness. Because, like I say, brave and lose today if we call election. Because it seems like it's all about the greedy and not the needy.
Well, what do you think about this? And I can let you go after this, Papa. But what do you think about what I said? I think that there's some ministers, I won't call no name, the members of parliament, let's do that. That if the PLP move them because of their known performance and put some strong people back in these particular spaces, that they could possibly revive their chances to win the next general election.
It gets easy. In the past, good people was losing their seats. See, they knocking in the House Assembly talking about how much money they make from Watt more than when the FNM was in power. You know why? They put the damn Watt on our bread basket items, on our medicine, on our insurance. See, the people don't care who you put. You could put whosoever you want, bring in whosoever. You hurting us. You still is the prime minister. We put you there. You can get worse. You can do worse than what you're doing. You think we disappointed with you now? You don't give a crap who you put there, boy. If you don't, if we ain't pleased with you and you don't do the right thing, what you supposed to do for us, all about friends, family, and lovers, and don't give a crap about us, boy, screw you, boy. Keep up the good work, Howard.
I appreciate you, Papa. Thank you so very kindly. Let's take a next call before we go to a break. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, how are you all doing?
I good, man. What's up?
Hey, listen, man. Go pull up the register. You know, that fellow who called before, Papa, yeah, he's some genie in the ball. He was in Basel predicting a weather, rainy weather on a sunny day like today. Listen to me, man. Listen to me.
You got me squawking on the people racing. Was he in Basel alone?
The more the days and the weeks pass in this country, the trust factor with this government is gone. Mm-hmm. People have to be fired in terms of for them to get a second opportunity. You then went to election. 7 seats out the last general election had 70% of the voter register showed up to vote. Mm-hmm. Only seven. Mm-hmm. Two of them, North Andrus and mm-hmm. South Andrus.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. The other one was Brave Davis constituency. Then you had Chester Coop and Exuma. I'm talking about percentage of the people who were eligible to vote. Everybody else was under 60%. So you let these people show up to vote in this next general election, and you see that that'll be an indictment that some people are angry and fed up. I think what's happening now in this country, and I see it every day, is the opportunities. Everyone feels that a small group is getting everything, and opportunities are not coming for payment. Nobody waiting for you to give us.
But isn't that scene or that feel? Doesn't that exist with all political organizations? Don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. But you know what somebody told me the other day? Right? Somebody told me the other day
mm-hmm.
that, you know, when they just came back from to live in the Bahamas, and they've been here now for about 7-8 years. They're Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they work in government, and they have, it is bad. They say they worked under the FLM and under the PLP.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It looks like we are on an unmanned ship.
Mm.
Unmanned ship.
Just drifting.
And I think for the PLP to even be given another opportunity, I think leadership might have to change.
Ooh.
Not no MPs and this and that. We vote for party. We vote for party.
Well, I like that. I like your telephone call, my brother. You put everything on the table today. And being able to talk like that, you say the forecast is horrible. On a sunny day, you expect rain. Leave Basel alone. Leave Basel alone. Guys, let's take this quick break. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation.
Get to stacking up the flavor at Burger King Nassau with its new Stacker King lineup. It doesn't get any bigger, better, or meatier than the Stacker Kings, which feature bacon, cheese, and a delicious stacker sauce, all piled on as many flame-grilled Whopper patties as you can handle. For the chicken lovers, try the all-new Crispy Chicken Stacker, or pile your mornings high with a croissant sandwich stacker loaded with meat, cheese, and stacker sauce on a warm, flaky croissant. Don't miss out on the bold flavors of the Stacker King collection, available at Burger King Nassau.
Ready to talk to someone about your health and receive the personal attention you deserve? Imagine having clear thinking and energy every day. Welcome to New Life, a health store featuring electric cell foods to cleanse and replenish the body, plus an alkaline stations. New Life, your alternative to disease, located in the Independence Drive Business Park on East Street South. Visit newlifebahamas.com or call 323-6080 or 1.
Now, let me see now. 326 ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear y'all selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the family island.
Fall in love with your water service this February with the Water and Sewage Corporation Sweet Savings Campaign. Pay your bill in full on or before the due date. Complete the entry form and we'll sweeten the deal with a 5% discount on your next bill. That's right, save some sweet cash just by keeping your account current. It's simple, it's easy, and it's our way of saying thank you for being a valued customer. Don't miss out. Offer runs from February 1st to the 28th. Show your water service some love and enjoy the savings that come with it. Visit our website at wsc.com.bs today to learn more. Pay in full, save more. It's that simple with sweet savings. The Water and Sewage Corporation, refreshing your life with sweet savings this Valentine's Day.
Dominican Republic, destination for the team. When an all-expense-paid trip for two by San and three. Or more money transfers to enter, what a deal. With Western Union, you get to see just how it feels. Yeah.
Esto está caliente.
Te barrias.
Really hard.
Hola, hola from the DR. Taking pictures for the gram just to show you we are. GK money be the motion, papi, mamacita. Go to Chris Kennedy, the team is ready to start. Because destination for the team. With an all-expense-paid trip for two by San and three. Or more money transfers to enter, what a deal. With Western Union, you get to see just how it feels, yeah. To see just how it feels, yeah. With Western Union.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
All right, guys, let's get back into it very quickly. Let me see if I can be able to read a couple of these texts real quick. We're here. Says, good day, Howard. As a voting Bahamian, please tell Lincoln supporters, know if their party could win one polling division, I would give their party $5,000. If they win one polling division, I would give their party $5,000. This text is coming through. It says, Howard, brave and an imposter in a conversation with a Haitian-American friend. Okay, so I'm not even going to. Get it. I can read it later. I don't always open these up and read it before. I didn't open it up and read it before, okay? So it says, the reason why we can't tell you seriously or take you seriously if the FNM will win is because who are their candidates? Who? This is Texas coming through. I didn't understand that. Garth, what was that saying to you?
They're saying that once they see the caliber of candidates and the persons who are running in each constituency, they'll make a comparison. And due to the comparison or contrast, they'll make a decision and could actually forecast if the FNM has the potential to win the next election.
Okay, so when you have Anton being reasonable in his commentary, brave should be scared. He says a person makes $26,000 per year, can barely live in Nassau. A two-bedroom apartment rent is $1,200 per month.
That is true.
And that's $14,400 annually.
That's true.
You thought that Kamala would win also. This is the people telling me. I thought that Kamala would win also.
Not me. I don't think.
But you know what? If I did say that, I thought, to be honest with you, just like Jonah with his desire not to go to Nineveh because of the appetite of sin that exists in this particular space, I thought that America's appetite.
I'm certain you never
for,
said that.
For,
you never
for
said
sin.
That. You never said that. I know why you didn't say that. I'm not going to say it on the air, but I know why you didn't say Kamala.
I know. But you,
okay.
you know.
We ain't got to go down the road. You got calls on the line. We ain't got to go
you,
through that.
You know that. So it says, since 2002, the Bahamian people have voted out governments and not in. This is a text coming through. So it says, Howard, I voted the last election for the PLP in Yamacraw, and I have 6 votes in my house. All the votes are going to the COI. Mm-hmm. Hey, Howard, I have a question for you. Will the government... Okay, let's see if we can be able to do this, right? So this is everybody, Prime Minister Davis is gone. That's what it says. It's Prime Minister Davis gone, and him and his merry men, and all these guys, they don't care about us. Everybody knows that the PLP is a bunch of all for me babies, friends, families, and lovers. I just want to have a fair conversation.
The commentary don't sound.
I ain't gonna lie. I just want to have a fair conversation and a fair and balanced conversation. I don't know how we differentiate hogs. I don't know. You understand? If everybody in the pen, you differentiate these hogs from that hogs. It's because one have a spot and the others don't have a spot. I don't understand what you're doing. Sin
is not gravitating solely towards the PLP. Greed and desire don't only gravitate towards the PLP. They don't have the monopoly on TFIN. I just want to be very clear with you. Even if you identify them and view them in that particular manner, they exist in the Free National Movement also. Mm-hmm. They exist in the CLI also, where they didn't even form yet. Existed in the DLA, which is now dismantled. This is a trait of a human man. This is a trait of human beings. And because of it, this is what we see.
And what I like from the conversation today, before I go to the Alliance, Howard, is the fact that the Bain people are growing to the idea that there's a potential that exists for independence to enter the House of Assembly based on people wanting something different for the country and wanting to see a new system put in place. I like the thought of it.
I am, okay, so this is Texas coming through. Howard, the COI will win the next general election, or an independent coalition only if Lincoln steps down as leader, but made chairman and someone with political capital and trust from the people who needs to head the third party. I say to all Bahamians with courage and character from both the PLP and the FNM to stand with the Bahamian people and disregard the status quo. Be a Bahamian, not a red or yellow. Resign from these parties if you are about the people and have any standard of decency or dignity, right? And this is help us for the future of this country. Either resign and run independently, forming a coalition, or reform the COI. That's the text that's coming through, right? It says, Keith Bell is not going to win Carmichael this time. That's the text that's coming through.
I heard that.
All right, this is a lot of things. I don't know whether or not the city of Nassau is ready for an independent. I don't know. It's not impossible, but it's improbable.
I will say this to you, Howard Grant, in your closing, that
as
we move closer towards the election, as we get closer, I do believe people are going to become more vocal, because I'm hearing people come on this show and on other shows, of course, that have never come on shows before to voice their opinions and a new movement or a new era about the horizon in the Bahamas. It's not strong as yet, but I am feeling a difference in the atmosphere. I'm feeling it.
So Howard, where you been? You never heard Leslie Miller on the radio. Leslie Miller said that the PLP have too much hogs in their body. Let's see if we can take a telephone call before we get out of here. Caller, you got a couple seconds. Go ahead.
Mr. Grant.
Hey, how you doing?
Good day to you. Good day to Todd Roseboro and the Bahamas.
Yes, sir.
My big brother.
Mr. Grant, I put it to you, sir, that the hogs are the ones who are calling you, running the leader down, the prime minister down, because they're not getting what it is that they want.
And they want
why
more?
They're not getting it.
But you think the hogs can revolt?
They're not getting Animal it, Mr. Grant, because they don't have what it takes to do what it is that they want. And I happen to know some of these people. And listening to this show, I just like to listen because, you know, you just want to know what's on people. I'm having so much negative to say about Mr. Davis, or people who want stuff from him that he's not willing to give them. So they come on the radio and they attack him, and they believe that in attacking Mr. Davis that they can get what they want, but they don't know the man like I know him. You cannot attack Mr. Davis on the radio thinking that he's going to call you in and say, here, sign this, sign that. Mr. Davis will leave you out there, all right? And the Bahamas is going forward because you got PLPs, FNMs, COIs, everybody in this country that deserves an opportunity, has an opportunity. Just listen to the amount of people who are complaining and listen to those people. There's a handful of them, and they do it every day, all day, on every show. All right? So I want you to know, sir, that the Bahamas is truly moving forward, and Mr. Davis is going to be able to take our people to the promised land. You understand? But those who want to die out in the wilderness, who wants to go back to Egypt, let them go back to Egypt. All right? But we're going forward.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate it. We flat out of time right now. It's 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, which is bananas. All right, this man sent me this thing, this candidacy. He sent me this paper. Where is this from? Tuesday, February 25th, 2025. Four men vying to represent West Grand Bahama for the Free National Movement. Right? Yeah, let them do that.
Let them do that. All the best to them. Praise God. Listen, guys, this is a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company, to be able to jam with you. Y'all have a good weekend. Take your sweet thing in the can. Let her put on a little short dress and some of that shimmery, you know, the little shimmery lotion on her leg. Yeah, praise God. The one would smell good. Yeah, let her put some of that on with the pretty shoes. Get her feet done, a hand done, and a hair done. Care of a conch salad. And boom, pregnancy. This is what we aiming for.
But behave yourself tonight.
We got to go for that. We got to go for that.
Big Red Machine, shout out to you this weekend. We got a Big Red Machine weekend this weekend. So, yeah, you're a Big Red Machine. Yeah, y'all do your thing. And I'm going to be back here on Sunday, Howard, at 5 o'clock.
Marital guys, break. Pick up Garth on Sunday, 6:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. To 7, right?
5 to 6:30.
5 to 6:30, okay.
Got Robin Lines, Peggy Candace. I got Charlotte Green. And I got a heavy show.
That's a good one. All right, guys. Have a beautiful weekend. I'm going to see you on Monday, God Spirit Life, right here on The Foundation. Have a great day.
The Foundation.